From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
A Bay Area woman is surprised to find her home listed online for rent since she never put it there. It's an example of a scam that is becoming more prevalent, including here in the Bay Area. Another large retailer plans to close in what was once a thriving shopping area in San Francisco, but the mayor insists on looking on the bright side. New renderings provide a glimpse of what an A's stadium might look like in Las Vegas. Fans hoping the team will stay in Oakland say they're not impressed. Good morning. It is Saturday, May 27th. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Paul Hagan.
The Memorial Day weekend has arrived. The weather pattern, though, still more reminiscent of Easter weekend, with temperatures running well below average for late May. A little parade of ripples in the upper levels of the atmosphere, keeping our temperatures cool, sending more clouds into the Bay Area tomorrow, and allowing that deep penetration of the marine layer well inland. We're going to see temperatures only warming up from the low to mid-50s to start this morning into the 60s inland by noon, but still in the 50s around the bay and along the coast. High temperatures inland are going to be a good 5 to 10 degrees below average by this afternoon.
A woman in the Hayward Hills says that strangers recently started showing up at her doorstep. They said they wanted to rent her house, but she had never listed it for rent. But one check on Zillow, and there it was. A scammer had posted a fake listing, a rental listing. Betty U reports on this type of scheme that is swindling people out of thousands of dollars.
The homeowner of this Hayward Hills house put up this fraud alert sign after potential renters showed up expecting a tour.
This was the rental ad that appeared on Zillow, a three-bed, three-bath, 2,100-square-foot home for $4,400 a month.
I had somebody show up at my door and ask me about my house that was for rent, and I was like, my house isn't for rent. And she showed me a listing on her phone, and I saw the pictures. I didn't really pay attention to the address. I just saw the pictures, and the pictures were from the neighbor's house that had just recently sold.
Homeowner Kirsten Walker said 10 minutes later, another person showed up asking to check out the home. A day later, the site stated that there were 15 applications in. The deposit was $4,800. Kirsten said someone had claimed her property and the contact number went to a Google Voice line.
My concern was, okay, is somebody going to show up at my door and say, I have a rental agreement and I paid a deposit and now I want in? I mean, you know, it was a little concerning for me about our safety and just what was going to happen.
Zillow confirmed to KPIX the listing was removed. Zillow strives to provide a safe online platform with accurate information, which is why we go to great lengths to prevent inappropriate listings from being posted and to inform users of how to protect themselves from scams online and offline. Our teams monitor activity in several different ways, actively screening for suspicious content. And if a listing is found to be fraudulent, it's removed from our sites as quickly as possible. The company also shared tips on how to recognize and avoid rental fraud or scams. Red flags include requests for cash payments or wire transfers or long-distance landlords.
Zillow is basically opening it up for people to scam others by, you know, just stealing somebody's listing and claiming that as their own. And once somebody's claimed it, I can't claim it back. I can't do anything with it until they release it. And, you know, I had been trying to get them to do something about it. And until you guys contacted them was when they finally jumped on it.
Kirsten was able to claim her property, though she said the description still represents her neighbor's home.
But it seems absolutely absurd to me that anybody really can just claim a property.
She hopes Zillow will make its process to verify ownership more rigorous.
What did you have to do to claim your own house?
Send my name and my phone number. And they sent me a confirmation text that I then clicked on, and then it said, okay, the property's yours. And it was like, seriously, that's it.
Now, in the past year, the FBI has been warning about a spike in rental and real estate scams. They're also warning people to be careful about responding to any listings of properties that they find online. Another blow to a once thriving shopping district in San Francisco. Old Navy is the latest retailer to announce that it's closing its doors on July 1st. Now, the multi-story flagship store has been open for more than 20 years at 4th and Market. This means another retail space will go vacant in an already struggling area. And when asked about the closure, the mayor says she's optimistic.
It's a different time. Retail is going to change. They've already made it clear. This is not about the issues and the conditions. This is about the changes to retail. And that's just where we are at this time. And it's time for us to make some adjustments to that. So what does downtown become? Downtown has to become something different.
Old Navy's parent company, The Gap, says it's looking for a new downtown location. Now, Gap also owns Banana Republic and other brands and has been struggling to improve its bottom line. It announced last month that it's going to lay off 1,800 workers. The Westfield Mall, that's just a few blocks away, just lost its Gap-owned Banana Republic, as well as Nordstrom store. Saks off Fifth on Market Street is also closing. Now, there's still a lot of questions about a potential move by the A's to Las Vegas, but now we have the answer to at least one of those questions. What would the new ballpark in Vegas look like? Andrea Nakano shows us the latest renderings and got reaction from the team's beleaguered fans.
It's a clown show. I mean, it's a huge circus.
Kurt Silver with Oakland Forever has been leading the grassroots effort to keep the team in Oakland.
The answer is in Oakland. The answer is in Oakland. They are getting everything that they wanted and needed financially.
He's even more convinced than ever the Howard Terminal site is the best home for the A's after seeing the renderings. These are the renderings for the planned $1.5 billion, 30,000-seat ballpark. Silver, like many A's fans, can't picture a venue of that size on a 9-acre lot.
Mathematically impossible.
In a leaked draft of the bill, it does not specify the name of the team or a site, just stating it's the financing of a Major League Baseball stadium project. Even the commissioner of baseball remains vague on the details.
I don't have a crystal ball as to where anything's going. There's not a definitive deal done in Las Vegas, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
The A's are trying to get the bill passed before the legislature session ends in a week and a half. It was announced this week that a tentative deal was reached with Clark County leaders on the funding package.
This is the third tentative deal. This isn't the first time in a month. So when I heard the news in general, it's more of a, okay, what has he got this time? Is it viable to be actually worried? But right now, I'm still not worried.
Well, the city of Oakland ended negotiations with the A's. The offer that was in place still stands to build at the Howard Terminal site. But City Councilman Dan Kalb says the possibility of that happening is looking slimmer and slimmer as time goes by. The family of Banco Brown is seeking at least $25 million in damages from Walgreens. Its security contractor and the guard who shot and killed Brown during a shoplifting altercation in San Francisco. The family's attorney announced the wrongful death lawsuit on Friday. It challenges Walgreens' policy of hiring armed security guards and cites the danger of instructing security guards to physically confront suspected shoplifters. The suit also alleges the security guard was emotionally unsuited for that job. The murder of a Castro Valley teenager is one of the Bay Area's most infamous cold cases. And now, nearly 30 years later, Jenny Lynn's family is making sure that she is not forgotten. Lynn was stabbed to death at her family's home in 1994. She was just 14 years old at the time. Her killer has never been found. And last night, her family held an annual memorial service and a candlelight march through downtown Castro Valley to remind people to keep looking for her killer.
We'll never forget about this. Never forget about what happened to her, and we would just need to get an answer sooner or later. We need an answer.
There's a $200,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case. President Biden says negotiators are close to reaching a deal on raising the government's debt ceiling. This comes as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen pushed the deadline for an agreement to June 5th. Although many lawmakers left Washington for the holiday weekend, sources say negotiators may announce a deal as early as today. There are still a few issues that the two sides disagree on, and a key sticking point involves the GOP effort to increase work requirements for food aid recipients. Now, Democrats oppose that idea. Some Republicans are against raising the debt ceiling by 2 years, a length of time that the Biden administration wants.